May God bless you. I really love the Psalter, and that's why I tell you so often to read it, that and the Gospels, of course, because the Psalter teaches us how to approach everything in life. There's not a circumstance in life in which you cannot find in the Psalter. Depression, anxiety, lust, all manner of sin, sadness, feeling overwhelmed, it's all there in the Psalter, and how to deal with it is in the Psalter. And these psalms that we read, especially during the pre-sanctified, these hymns of ascents, are quite meaningful when you hear them year after year. And something sort of struck my ear today as I was listening to them. This verse that says, "You that have eaten the bread of sorrow, rouse yourselves after resting." It means a lot to me. I hope it will mean a lot to you, perhaps after I've spoken about it. Don't be afraid to be sad. Don't be afraid to have sorrow about your sins. It's the thing that when I became Orthodox, I was so happy to see a realistic view of human nature and a true view of the divine nature. That human nature, although sinful, could be united with human with divine nature. But we're sinful. So there should be sadness about the kind of person that we are. Because it's not the kind of person we should be. So we should be sad about that. It's okay to be sad. Some Christian confessions, sadness about your condition, it's not encouraged. But in our faith, it is encouraged because we want to be perfect and we're not. We want to be fully united with Christ and we're not yet. We're in that process and we should feel this sorrow. So that bread of sorrow we should feel. Or we should eat that bread of sorrow. I remember that in Everyday Saints there's a little small portion of it that someone was speaking about a monk, a young monk who looked sorrowful during the day. And he looked out of sorts and he was continually depressed. And one of the older monks says, he does not cry at night. If you cry at night, you will be happy during the day. You should cry at night, whether it means real tears, if God grants them to you, slava Bogu. But if he does not grant you real tears, then cry in your heart. Cry in your heart that you're not the person you should be, that there are things in you that are inimical to the Orthodox faith, to Christianity, and that you want to get rid of them, but you don't quite know how to get rid of them. Cry about that. Cry in your heart. Eat the bread of sorrow. And then rouse yourself after resting. Because after the crying comes the joy. That is understood fully in our ascetical tradition. We should have sorrow about our sins. Sorrow about the sins of the world. Your heart should be soft. Your heart should feel sorrow often. The world's a sad place. Every day I see things that just crush me. Read about them, I experience them. I see them in people that I interact with, and I see them in my own heart. And that should make us sorrowful when we see these things. Don't be afraid of sorrow. But let that sorrow make you come to God. Be like the publican who wouldn't even look up, but all he did was bang on his breast and say, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Lord said he went away justified. So he ate the bread of sorrow, and then he roused himself after resting, and the Lord gave him consolation. This is an important concept. It's really an important skill that you must learn as Christians. It's not a skill that society believes in. It's not a skill that most Christian confessions even know about. but it is a skill that will bring you consolation. Be sorrowful about your sins. Have a deep desire to change, and God will help you to rouse yourself after resting and will give you consolation. Great Lent is basically a period of time. We are eating the bread of sorrow, and yet we are looking towards the resurrection. Great Lent should not be only a sorrowful time. There should be sorrow with expectation. There should be sorrow with joy. An Orthodox Christian should never feel sorrow only. If you only feel sorrow, that is despondency. But if you feel sorrow with expectation and with desire to change and with knowledge that even though you are a sinner, God loves you, that even though you are not worthy, God will help you, then this is the kind of sorrow that will bring life to you. Great Lent is a good time to practice this sorrow. A sorrowful person doesn't eat. St. David said, I forgot to eat my bread. He was so sorrowful. That's part of the reason why we fast. Because a sorrowful person doesn't think much of food. But don't ever be sorrowful without hope. That is from the demons. The demons want you to feel sorry about your sins, but not believe that God will forgive you. And not believe that you can change. Don't ever believe that lie. That is a lie straight from the pit of hell. Yes, we are terrible sinners. Yes, we are deserving of all punishment. But God, our Father, loves us. And through His Son, He brings us to Him. So we should feel joy that He does this, but at the same time, a sense of perhaps embarrassment that we are not worthy of this. And a sense of deep sorrow that we have done so little with what He has given us. If you have this sense of sorrow, then I tell you, you will live joyfully. Absolutely. The world is full of sorrow, but most of the sorrow is about things that they don't have, that they want, and passions that are not completely fulfilled. That's not sorrow that leads to life. That's sorrow that leads to death. Let your sorrow lead to life. Don't be afraid to be sorrowful. In fact, cultivate this sorrow. Cultivate this knowledge that you are not the person you should be. And that's a terrible thing. We should be better. Cultivate that knowledge with also the knowledge that God will help you. If you struggle and try, God will not abandon you. But you must feel sorrow. Now, I'll tell you something bold, and this is in line with what is said in that book, Everyday Saints, that I recommend everybody read. It's an incredible book. If you feel sorrow, if you're dissatisfied, if you're anxious, if things just don't go right in your life, that's because something's wrong with you, not because of what's happening in your life. Something's wrong with you. It's sin. It's passion that is keeping you from happiness. Lament that sin and lament that passion, and God will help you to feel joy. So may God help you in all things.